and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still.
Where is your faith?
This week has been filled with major comms from the Intel board. Oh, yes, a lot. And so we're going to have a lot more than that than we've seen before. The excitement is up on many levels as the UFC crowd showed Trump support. Many liberals donating, moving to support him. Fauci, his show is still alive and well. Many are still learning about him, even though we don't think anything's going to happen to him until President Trump gets in. The 9/11 issue is brewing again in the background. As the one issue that will probably send the prior fake presidents running for cover. Here we go.
This was done by the Biden administration in order to wound or hurt an opponent, a political opponent.
Mr. President, can you tell us, sir, Donald Trump refers to himself as a political prisoner and blames you directly. What's your response to that, sir?
Time to fire Biden. That's what's showing on the screen in case you're listening in as that question is asked. Amazing, because one question's asked, one look is given as if they rehearsed this entire thing so this demonic fool could show himself, probably with a mask on, playing an actor's role to show you just how evil these people really are. Good role on that one playing out. Just in, President Trump says he is prepped to go to jail, says he's not going to beg the judge to keep him out. Check out this interview from Fox.
The judge could decide to say, hey, house arrest or even jail.
I'm okay with it. I saw one of my lawyers the other day on television saying, oh, no, you don't want to do that to the president. I said, you don't beg for anything. You just the way it is.
It's just the way it is. I'm okay with going to jail. These next 6 months are going to be some of the craziest months in modern political history. And we definitely need to buckle up as these things play out day after day. We have many opportunities, folks, to get together with loved ones, with folks that we care about, and just to let them know, hey, this is all playing out exactly like it's supposed to, waking up the masses. And President Trump had a reminder for many.
I'm doing something for this country, and I'm doing something for our Constitution. It's very important, far beyond me. And this can't be allowed to happen to other presidents. It should never be allowed to happen in the future. But this is far beyond me. This is bigger than Trump. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than my presidency.
This is bigger than my presidency. It's more about the United States of America and the future. It's bigger than the presidency. We got to make sure that when all this is done, the years that it's taken for us to wake up the masses to finally get them to realize what's been going on for decades, well, how do we prevent it from happening in the future? You get people spun up, understanding the truth, finding out who the real liars are, the folks that stand in the gap, finding out all of our politicians, how corrupt they really are. And then you have to set up a foundation for all of us to understand and follow. And that's what we're going to need in the future. We're going to need a lot of that, a lot of training, a lot of folks that need to come together and reestablish this new government that's going to be, I believe, is going to be put together. Could be wrong. God knows the future. But it seems like everything is working out exactly as it should be, especially with this wake-up call. Donald Trump actually got a 6-point bump in approval after he was found guilty on 34 counts, according to Snap Daily Mail poll. Huh.
Biden, so now you've decided to do something about the border? You're going to issue an executive order that you... could have done 3.5 years ago.
Yep, so Biden thinks that he's just going to sneak in and pretend that he's going to take care of the border now that he's 6 points down and he's losing. The folks are recording, they're placing information on X, on TikTok, and other places, and they're letting them know just how we really feel.
Forget 3.5 years ago. The first thing you did when you came into office was to eliminate all the safeguards that Trump had put in place to secure that border. You just wanted to undo everything he did, all the hard work he did to stem the flow of those migrants. Now, you see you're losing the election and you go, oh, I better do something about that. I remember going into many lives with Biden supporters and they're all saying, oh, he doesn't have the authority. There's nothing he can do. The law says they can come across the border and apply for asylum. But now you are going to issue your executive decision to stop that. Why? Because you're losing the election. You are a failed president. You're too old, too senile, and quite frankly, too dumb to be the leader of this country. Step down. Allow Kamala Harris to take over. Oh yeah, you can't do that. She's less popular than you. And they can't get rid of Kamala Harris if you step down because black women won't have that. So, I guess you're going to lose the election. It's what you deserve. You're awful, a terrible president. And the difference between now and 4 years ago is the American public has a taste of how you administer and how you run this country. And not too many people like it. They realize Trump was much better at running this country than you were. Bye-bye, Biden. I think that's my new saying. Bye-bye, Biden. That's my new slogan. BBB. Bye-bye, Biden. Take care and enjoy your retirement.
All right, way to go. We got some others out there. A wide awake message to Americans. Wall Street Apes posted this. And folks, if you want to see these video clips, many of the things that I show you in these videos, go below the video and I have links to just about everything I show in every video, just as a reminder.
Donald Trump is convicted before anyone on Epstein's client list. Huh. Okay. We have politicians that go into office worth about $2 and now they're millionaires. Yet he's the one being funny with money? Huh. Okay. You charge him for allegedly paying people to hush when you have others who literally have unexplained bodies dropping around them. Huh. Okay. Some of you have been nothing but quiet until now, afraid to speak out, but somehow believe posting a flag upside down is going to turn this whole thing around. Huh. Okay. I think most of us can agree what's going on is not okay. And no one is coming to save the day. If it wasn't going to be before, unless they do something drastic, it's Trump 2024 for sure. Take action.
How about that? That's what's it going to be before? It's Trump 2024, and we're going to take action. Action has been happening everywhere. It happened on the UFC grounds as President Trump made his way to that particular venue. I'm going to show you some amazing connections and comms with that visit. Check this out.
Sean Cousin Strickland.
That's Sean Strickland. He's running outside of the cage for those listening in to greet President Trump. And he's screaming, he's the man. He's screaming, he's the man. Then he takes a photo with President Trump.
Sean Strickland to have a moment there with Donald Trump after a win by split decision. Scorecards all over the damn joint.
John, how do you have one judge go 50-45?
And then he gives him a shout out.
President Trump, you're the man, bro. It is a damn travesty what they're doing to you. I'll be donating to you, my man. Let's get it done.
Let's get it done. Congratulations, sir. Sean Strickland, ladies and gentlemen.
How about that? I'll be donating to him. And folks, there was about $300 million last time I checked, $300 million that poured into President Trump after that 34-count guilty conviction of President Trump. Man, they just poured in the money. There were some other things going on with the crowd when he entered UFC.
Agility and closing the distance and a few capoeira kicks perhaps tonight.
I think there's just a freeness about that, right? That dancing. Breaking, and when you can incorporate that into your fighting style, it makes you so difficult to prepare for it.
about that. They're all screaming, "We want Trump, we want Trump," in the UFC crowd. They really messed up this time. And it's interesting because President Trump posted, of course, going to UFC tonight, Newark, New Jersey. The True Stormy Joe put out, number one, the Donald J. Trump truths. He's going to the UFC fight, right? The timestamp that he actually posted that was 4:56. 4:56. The UFC fight is in Newark, Jersey. Q456, if you go to the Q board, the Intel board that we've been following for many years now, is Washington crossing the Delaware. Newark, New Jersey has many Revolutionary War sites. Huh. So it goes a step further. I did this decode yesterday, said True Stormy Joe. Two more things to add. Q14 was the first picture we got from Q, Washington crossing the Delaware. Tomorrow's trial with Hunter is in Delaware. And so that trial was took place in Delaware. Where what's even more awesome is that President Trump posted a picture of his mother, the mother who saved America, on June the 2nd, 2024. Well, did you guys know that that picture that he took was with his mom, and it looks like Christmas time because she's wearing a Santa outfit or a garment for cooking? Well, Washington's crossing was on December 25th, 1776. Washington ordered his troops to gather near McConkie's Ferry on the Pennsylvania side of the Delaware River. Well, Hunter Biden trial, the Delaware grocery store gun shop where it all began. You get that? Hunter Biden trial, Delaware grocery store. Well, they crossed over on Christmas, Delaware. President Trump posts June 2nd, the mother who saved America. Are we saving America on June 2nd? Is it going to have something to do with Hunter Biden's trial crossing into Delaware? And then, of course, we were given the military intelligence. What is the state secret and how upheld in the Supreme Court? What must be completed to engage the military intelligence over the three-letter agencies? What has to occur to allow for civilian trials? Why is it relevant? Does POTUS know where the bodies are buried? Does POTUS have the goods on most bad actors? Was Trump asked to run for president, and why? Huh. All of this playing out day after day. Well, then, of course, you have June 3rd, 2018. We had the boom, 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 boom. You have the upside-down gun, if you're looking at your screen. Of course, A Week to Remember, Dark to Light, many of you know. And then you've got the Santa Claus holding a hammer, almost like you're in trial, the trial of Hunter Biden. And now you'll have the gavel in the courtroom that will finally get everything moving forward. You can feel it, right? You can feel it. You can sense something is going on. As Dan Scavino posted this video, and watch it as the grasshopper does a little bit of drawing with this video clip that we pulled from his site. Solving a pack of lies, and I can feel it coming in the air tonight. So Dan Scavino Jr. posted this. He had 3360 was the post, but he posted it 2106.33. You reverse that, remember, like a mirror, 3360. Hillary Clinton and Foundation crimes against children. Remember that popped up on Fox News. And it's worth remembering. And that amazing song posted happens to do with children. If you guys go back and listen to the lyrics. Crimes against children, worth remembering. It's all going to be playing out. And we can feel it and we can sense something is going on. First, we had the Scavino post. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. It says Fletch 17. Trump posts his mom saved America. Trump has a record followers on TikTok. That's right. Trump has a TikTok now. I was going to show you that later on. He raises a record amount of money in just a few days. Fauci's getting clobbered. We're going to show you that. Hunter is also on trial. Lego is glitching. Berkshire Hathaway crashes by 99%, then bounces back because of a glitch. Warren has 1.7 million followers. GameStop doubled and halted. Kind of feels like someone's in control. President Trump said if a president does not have immunity, the opposing party during his or her term in office can extort and blackmail the president by saying that if you don't give us everything we want, we will indict you for things you did while in office. Even if everything done was totally legal and appropriate, that would be the end of the presidency in our country as we know it, and is just one of the many traps there would be for a president without presidential immunity. So therefore, here we go. Obama, Bush, and soon crooked Joe Biden would all be in prison. Protect presidential immunity. Make America great again. So it's basically calling out who's going to prison. Kind of gives you some strange vibes, right? Well, you've got that that electrical issues happening with Wi-Fi and your phones and more in your home. So here's something that's going to help you out, something that you can feel a lot better tonight. Folks, you're having trouble sleeping, you're having some headaches and some more things going on with you physically in your body, you don't know what's going on. You probably something with your cell phones or Wi-Fi or other electronic devices like 5G causing you problems. Well, there's a product from Fix the World Morocco that will help you out. They have devices that have composites of shungite, steel, iron oxide, and brass powders all encased in an epoxy resin. When the resin cures, it creates a piezoelectric effect that emits a field of healthy life-preserving energy called orgone. Well, this energy field was discovered, studied by late scientist Dr. Reich, and there are fascinating studies around orgone energy that were included in the research documentation section of their website. Well, when used in your environment, the devices they created transform the harmful energy given off by electromagnetic frequencies, or EMFs, that come from 5G, your cell phones, Wi-Fi, electronic devices, into healthy, life-preserving energy. Many people have become sensitive to EMFs, which can cause a number of health issues. You got to use these products in your environment. They can protect you from EMF toxicity and help to restore a harmonious environment that aids in better health and well-being. We've got it. Folks, I'm sleeping better. I used to have pain in the middle top part of my head. It's gone since I received these products. I have them on my phone. I have them all over my house now. It is helping me so much with pain relief, growth in plants. It actually helps with food preservation, better mental clarity, and overall calming effect. Go in the description box below, ftwproject.com/REF/532. I know that's a lot to say, but just go below this video, below the podcast, click on that link, and order your products today, folks. You will not be disappointed.
I am going to spend some time with the criminal justice system, with the justice system, asking them, tell us what's going on with the domestic terrorists. Are they preparing a civil war against us? Should we be concerned about our safety? What is he doing with this divisive language? It is dangerous, and we're going to have to make sure that we understand that we're not at risk with this man talking in the way that he's doing.
Maxine Waters or some actor playing her. I tell you what, it's just funny how she'll come out and say, go after all of these. You see him sitting in the restaurant, she was screaming, remember back in the day. If you see them, you go out there and you give them a hard time. You confront these folks. You just basically lash out at them, right? And yet she's upset because President Trump's got a few words that bother her. Other words that might be bothering some people would be this. This destroys Jack Smith, even being appointed as a special prosecutor. Merrick Garland nominated by proxy. Check this out.
Was Jack Smith nominated by President Biden or confirmed by the U.S. Senate?
Look, you're asking me about a case again. Motions filed.
This is a simple question.
No, I'm not.
Jack Smith nominated by President Biden?
No, he was not.
Was he confirmed by the Senate?
No, he was not.
When was the special counsel statute passed?
There is no special counsel statute. There was an independent counsel statute that was expired.
So it expired. So what gives you the authority to appoint a special counsel? To create, you've created an office in the U.S. government that does not exist without authorization from Congress. Was Jack Smith not?
How about that? So, Awaken Outlaw, there now remains a 0% chance Smith and his co-conspirators can lawfully move their case forward, as the special counsel office was never lawfully established. And it turns out that's kind of imped, but don't take my word for it. Garland flat out admits all of this right there. Thomas Massie, hats off to you. What an amazing congressman. Also amazing, again, wanted to show you some of these comms that have been coming in. Let's play this clip.
So all that matters now, Eric, is knowing this is communist persecution, knowing that this is left-wing Biden lawfare, knowing that this has all been engineered by the Democrat Party to take out Joe Biden's rival. What are we as a nation going to do about it? Are we just going to sit down and take it? Or are we going to reclaim this country for freedom and democracy and the rule of law? That's the only question that matters now, Eric.
Are we going to continue to take it or reclaim this country for freedom, democracy, and the rule of law? That's what he said. Well, interesting, because when President Trump drops this clip, Grasshopper caught it and says, what a look at this. 2244, POTUS provided you with a very special greeting. Did you catch it? Well, then if you look at the connections at all of this, it's time we, the people, reclaim. See the word reclaim? That's exactly what Stephen Miller said, reclaim what is rightfully ours. Will you answer the call of us? We, the people, must reclaim what is rightfully ours. We must rise, we must fight. God bless the United States of America. All of this moving forward, and then, of course, we had another message reminding us, Trump on voting, thank you, Space Force, we will secure your vote. Just vote. President Trump, today we launched Swamp the Vote USA. Whether you vote absentee, by mail, early in person, or on election day, we will secure your vote. Just vote. They are all good options. The way to win is to swamp them with votes. Go to swampthevoteusa.com, swampthevoteusa.com, to request your ballot or pledge to vote early in person today. So Fletch 17 reminds you, for anyone telling you not to vote because the vote isn't secure, Trump just confirmed it will be. It will be. That means you, Emeril Robinson, swamp the vote. Other cool things, Stormy Joe found, Hunter trial starts June, right? 17 days from the start of summer. So his trial just happens to be 17 days from the start of summer. Well, if you look at all of this playing out, perhaps some understand the significance of the music posted yesterday. How many of our brothers and sisters played the song prior to the drop on the landing zone? It's going to be a very hot summer. Add to your playlist. Well, one of the songs, the DC, and it's amazing that it was actually 5 minutes and 12 seconds long. 5:12, Truth Belongs with the People. Truth belongs with the people. And as we continue to look forward, remember I told you about TikTok. President Trump started his TikTok. He recorded a video that was 17 seconds long. And he has, I think, up to 3 point something million followers on TikTok now. Speaking of TikTok and other avenues of support, check out what this guy says. I really like it.
I just find it funny how the verdict comes out on Donald Trump and not a single riot has gone down. Not a single window has been smashed. Not a single fire has been started. Not a single business has been destroyed and completely burnt down to the ground in some fiery, crazy protest because of the result of Donald Trump's verdict. I just thought that was really interesting. Oh, and you want to know what else is really interesting? Out of all the presidents that the United States has ever had, there have been plenty that have committed actual war crimes. Not a single one has caught even a misdemeanor charge for anything. Even everyone's Lord and Savior, Barack Obama, sent a drone strike that attacked a wedding procession that killed 12 innocent civilians. You ever hear anything about any type of trial for Obama because of that? No, you haven't. Everyone just seemed to forget what Hillary Clinton did with the whole Benghazi situation and how innocent Americans died because of it. I mean, and the fact that they blatantly said what she did was wrong and criminal with her emails But you never saw anything come of that, did you? And of course, this is all happening just a few months before the presidential election. I mean, I want to know what the crazy, corrupt people in Washington, what their plan is, okay? Because if your plan is to sabotage Donald Trump's candidacy to become president again, all this is going to do is fuel the MAGA support for Donald Trump. Do you know how many memes I have already seen on this app of people saying, I don't care, I'm still going to go to the election booth and vote for a convicted felon to become a president of the United States again. I mean, it's madness. Democrats, look at me, okay? All right, let's meet eyes, all right? If you want to beat Donald Trump, then you need to beat him by putting somebody else against him.
Yep, and so he gets into it pretty strongly, and I like the words that he shares there, and also like this President Trump commits to finding 85,000 plus missing migrant children.
Just this fiscal year 2024, there's been 74,000 unaccompanied children that have come across the border. In 2023, get this number, 137,275. You know, you've seen the images of these right. children, 5, 7 years old, 9 years old, 12 years old. And the Joe Biden administration has lost 80,000 of them. No one can track. No one knows where they're at.
At least, yeah, much more.
At least. There's probably more, but at least. Will you commit, will the Trump administration commit to finding these children, to finding them and returning them to their families, to their countries, because many of them have been lost into sex trafficking.
Many of them are dead.
It's heartbreaking.
No, it's heartbreaking. It's amazing.
Will you commit to that? Will you commit to finding those children
in
their marriage?
I haven't been asked that question, but the answer is yes. It's a simple answer. Many of them are dead. They have done such a bad job.
Many of them are dead. And I was thinking about this. I know he's probably referring to children. Many of them are dead. But then sometimes I wonder when he says many of them are dead, could he be referring to the traffickers and they're behind the scenes taking these guys out one at a time? I don't know. It's just sometimes how my mind works. You guys tell me what you think below the video in your comments. Just let us know how you feel about all of this. We're at andweknow.com. You can also send us a message on the contact portion of the website. Contact. You can send us your photos from the contact part of andweknow.com. Also, you can find all of our videos there, our social media there. Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. We have our AWK updates, is what it's called on Facebook. That is growing super fast. That's AWK space updates on Facebook if you're looking for us there. Instagram, we're also at AWK_828. We have to keep it without putting And We Know on there for, you guys know, obvious reasons. Shop.andweknow.com is where you get our gear. We have a lot of gear for you, plenty that gets updated constantly. We have these new Romans 8:28 hoodies and t-shirts. You can see the Bible verse placed on the back, and we know that all things work together for good, and you've got for good, large letters on the waves there, beautiful creation there, put together for you to wear. And folks will walk up and say, hey, I watched that show too, and before you know it, you've got new friends to hang out with and discuss all that is going around every single day. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Science, Mr. Fauci?
I am a scientist who uses the scientific method to gain information.
Yes again, or no? Yes or no?
No, that's not a yes or no answer.
Yes, it's a yes or no.
I don't think it is.
Okay, well, we'll take that as a you don't know what you represent.
Oh, I...
But this, as director of the NIH, you did sign off on these so-called scientific experiments. And as a dog lover, I want to tell you this is disgusting and evil, what you signed off on, and these experiments that happened to beagles paid for by the American taxpayer. And I want you to know Americans don't pay their taxes for animals to be tortured like this. So the type of science that you are representing, Mr. Fauci, is abhorrent. You confess that you made up the COVID rules. including 6 feet social distancing and masking of children.
I never said I made anything up.
You admitted that you made it up. You made it up as you went.
I didn't say I made it up.
So are you saying this is fake news, Mr. Fauci?
I didn't say I made anything up.
What did you say?
I said that it is not based in science and it just appeared.
But this is science. And making up guidelines like 6 feet distancing and masking of children. Do you think that's appropriate? Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci? Because you're not doctor. You're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes. No, I don't need your answer. That man does not deserve to have a license. As a matter of fact, it should be revoked and he belongs in prison.
Don't let him suspend.
Here you are without your mask, where you got to go and enjoy the game and sit right next to people, not following the 6 feet of distancing, not wearing your mask, and everyone else was forced to stay home and stop enjoying life. And your science here, your science is displayed perfectly in this picture where children in school were put in plastic bubbles because of your science, your repulsive, evil science. And let's go back to your very own email. You said earlier you don't use email. Oh, you do. Right here. This is your own email where you said the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus. I do not recommend that you wear a mask. This is your email. This is your own words. But yet children all over America were forced to wear masks. Healthy children forced to wear masks, muzzled in their schools. And then they were forced to learn from home because of your so-called science and your medical suggestions, while you and all your cronies get paid from Big Pharma. You know that what this committee should be doing? We should be recommending you to be prosecuted. We should be writing a criminal referral because you should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. You belong in prison, Dr. Fauci.
Of course, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene taking Dr. Fauci to the cleaners again. Many don't believe, they actually don't believe anything's going to happen to him. It's just more show. But we have to keep this up in front and center so that when President Trump does step back into the limelight for the public to see and these things start playing out and they have the right people in charge, folks like him can pay for their crimes. If I showed you the junk that they did to these animals, it would bother you so bad. I've got a video that I can't show you. Fauci funded experiments which ripped out the vocal cords of beagle puppies to prevent them from crying when parasitic sandflies were put to infest their faces. The Democrats say Fauci's a hero, but yet he took these animals, these dogs, ripped out their vocal cords so they can't cry. And they want to see, well, let's see what happens with, some parasitic sandflies. What will happen to these dogs when they infest their faces and their head? Yeah. New data from the National Institutes of Health reveals the agency and its scientists collected $710 million in royalties during the pandemic. From late 2021 through 23, these are payments made by private companies like pharmaceuticals to license medical innovations from government scientists. Remember, we read that verse in Revelation, we're in the last days, right? You're going to be affected with pharmakia, that sorcery will take over the earth. Pharmacy will take over the earth. Medication will take over the earth. Then you got guys out there forcing this medication on people who pretend to be pastors of churches, like J.P. Miller and what he did to his wife, Micah. He used medication to keep her under control so she wouldn't expose who he really is. Someday, I hope, to really share what's going on there, but you can find it, Justice for Micah, in case you're wondering. Speaking of these lies that Fauci threw at us, another one was affected. Another one's in the club. Ben White. This is Ben's partner, Sarah. I'm heartbroken to tell you that Ben died after a brief illness. That's right. Sarah said this. He was a CNBC contributor and New York Times reporter. The same guy who said, don't want to feel excluded or judged, get vaccinated and stop whining. Yeah. He's gone. Pushing everyone, pressuring everyone to go get the jabs, and yet he can't come back from the dead and tell everybody, well, I was wrong. Let me tell you what I did, and I got that jab, and I was wrong. He can't come back and tell you. But they're dropping one at a time. Censored doctor during the pandemic confronted Fauci after being proven right about the vax.
Why would I be criticized by a bureaucrat for doing my very best as a healthcare? This is a rhetorical question. But why? Why would the government, who's never treated a patient for COVID, you can read all the things you want, but you're not there. You're not seeing patients. You're not watching people die, intubating patients right there with that disease in your face, watching it happen, watching the development of this disease and actually learning from it. But I'm being told by bureaucrats what's right and wrong. And what's funny is everything I was censored on, I was proven to be right. Pretty crazy, isn't it? You said in an interview that you gave as part of an audiobook written by Michael Spector that you believed an institutional should make it hard for people to live their lives so they'd feel pressured to get vaccinated. Could we run the audio clip on that, please?
You think can be done about it? I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideology and they get vaccinated.
Thank you. Are all objections to COVID vaccinations ideological, Dr. Fauci?
No, they're not, and that's not what I was referring to.
Well, in reference to making it hard for people to get education, traveling, working, I'd say it very much was in context. And I take great offense to this. Miss Allison Williams testified before this committee about losing her job because she sought an exemption for ESPN's vaccine mandate, which came from recommendations from bureaucrats like yourself. She and her husband were actively working with a fertility expert, a physician, on how to get pregnant, and agreed with the premise that she was young, healthy, wanted to get pregnant, and shouldn't get the vaccination for medical purposes. But she was fired because you made it hard, just like you said in your statement, because you didn't want to make sure that the idea got in the way of her working, of living her life, of making a medical decision with her healthcare professional. I think America should take great offense to this. That's exactly what you meant when you said making it hard for people to live without getting a vaccination. You affected people's ability to work, travel, be educated, to actually flourish in American society, to self-determine as we're all given God-given rights. Shame on you.
Shame on you. Fauci, again, put in the limelight for all to see, yet I don't think anything's going to happen to him. They continue to talk about all the things that he's done wrong, especially on Fox with Maria Bartiromo. Let's catch this one.
So Dr. Fauci is going to be testifying tomorrow. What are you expecting?
Well, you know, our investigation has confirmed that he did indeed lie. He committed a felony. He said that they did not fund, that the NIH did not fund gain-of-function dangerous research in China. We now know that to be untrue. We know he committed a felony. But what we've discovered now is that there was a massive cover-up from the very beginning. There was a behind-the-scenes effort to change the opinion of people. Many of the people, many of the Fauci colleagues, all believed that the virus did come from the lab. Their opinions were all changed. But then all evidence was then covered up. They began using burner phones. They began using couriers. They said, we can't do things electronically. I can take things by hand to his house. It sounds more like the CIA than the NIH, but it's unbelievable the amount of things that went on. They say, oh, we're safe now. I've deleted all those emails. I think we're safe now. what in the world would they actually mean by we think we're safe now? So there was a massive cover-up, and there's so many people that need to be interviewed in addition to Fauci. We have David Morenz, who worked for him for 20 years. We have the FOIA lady, the woman at the IT woman at NIH, who was explaining to them how to avoid FOIA and how to break the law. She needs to be deposed. There's all kinds of stones that could be unturned, but ultimately the buck stops with Anthony Fauci. He was in charge of the place, and he has the responsibility not only for the cover-up, but also responsibility for letting dangerous research go on that led to a pandemic, in all likelihood led to a pandemic that killed millions of people.
Of course, he feels protected. He probably thinks he's never going to be put away for what he's done. Fauci and his crimes. Of course, he's protected by the WHO and others. You know, the same WHO that just can't stand it that we think for ourselves and we don't believe in these man-made drugs.
But you know, the serious challenge that's posed by anti-vaxxers, and I think we need to strategize to really push back, because vaccines work. Vaccines affect adults. And we have science, evidence on our side. I think it's time to be more aggressive in pushing back on anti-vaxxers.
Let's be more aggressive. Let's push back on anti-vaxxers. Let's figure out something. What can we do? Can we have the UN join together? Can we figure out how we can invade other countries and go around and force them? Can we come up with maybe CBDC and connect that to their bank accounts and really make them feel the pressure so they put these man-made devices, these gene therapy shots that are killing people? We need more death on this earth. So we've got to get this junk put in their bodies. Well, that global pandemic treaty will be concluded by 2025. We've had enough. Had enough. We're not voting for these guys anymore and putting them in. Another one, Carly Pierce, 34, diagnosed with a heart condition. She said she's got to take this seriously. The country music star has been diagnosed with pericarditis. Is that right? Well, the 2021 CMA Awards, they required all attendees to be vaccinated. She was there. Now she's got the effects. Tried to warn them. Many people try to love on them and tell them the truth, but do they listen? No, they don't listen. A Japanese leader apologized to the unvaxxed. You were right, he said. Vaccines are killing millions of our loved ones. He's in a crowd of thousands talking right now. Amazing. To start, to those who tragically lost their lives to this biological, infernal thing, I want to offer my sincere apology. The images of those who should not have died and the frustration, sadness, and helpless feelings that were just mentioned. We carry these in our hearts and have overcome them to build this meeting. I want to thank everyone. Everyone, thank you very much. And so he's bowing, full bow, and he's thanking everyone for showing up for this event they put together. As a member of the national diet, I apologize to all of you. So many have died and they shouldn't have. When I travel around different areas, I see people who can't stand, can't walk, can't go to school. Or their workplaces. We could have saved their lives. And now, knowing this, we cannot stop. And now, knowing this, we couldn't stop. Let's overthrow this government. Let's overthrow this government. He has a huge crowd that's cheering him on. I wanted to show you this as he talks about they realized that they should have had ivermectin, that they didn't want to. They tried to tell him ivermectin should be used. He took the vaccines. He ended up losing his hair. He had all kinds of lymphoma issues. He talked about that. But there's one part I wanted to show you that I thought was really, really interesting. Right about here, he says something that was on the spiritual level, and I thought, now you could see the crowd. Look at the thousands of people there. They're waking up there in Japan. They're realizing what's happened to many of their friends and family members in that area. And so I wanted to show you, and I don't think I can find it. Anyway, he said we need to, these folks are demon possessed. They're demons. And I thought that was interesting that he would even bring that up. Speaking of demon possession, we've got issues in the banks, all kinds of stuff going on there. I'm going to share with that in a minute. For now, I wanted to, we're talking about health, something that can actually help you with your skin. Well, are you looking for a product that will leave your skin feeling refreshed, radiant, and oh so calm? Look no further than the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. This isn't just your average cleanser. It's a moment of tranquility in a busy world. Infused with soothing ingredients, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser gently removes impurities while leaving your skin feeling nourished and balanced. Whether you're looking to pamper yourself or searching for the perfect gift, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser is the answer, and here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get 20% off the entire Charlize store when you use the code LT at charlize.beauty/LT. That's charlize.beauty/LT. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself or a loved one to the gift of radiant, calm skin with the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. Go in the description box below and click on that link today, charlize.beauty/LT. Get your 20% off. So the FDIC just reported that 63 banks are on the brink of insolvent collapse. Insolvent collapse. Unrealized losses on available for sale and held to maturity securities soared by $39 billion to $517 billion in the first quarter. The surge was driven by higher unrealized losses on residential mortgage-backed securities, a result of rising mortgage rates in the first quarter. This marks the ninth consecutive quarter of unusually high unrealized losses since the Federal Reserve started hiking interest rates in the first quarter of 2022. We talk about all of this and more on the show Sunday. If you missed our June 2nd interview with Dr. Elliott, you want to go back and watch that. It's amazing. Check out some of the things that he brought up regarding this. Here's a clip from that particular one. You can actually reach out to him
in those states. So things are starting to happen. But you know, as I was thinking about, I was thinking about something, and I was reading the Old Testament, and you know the story of the seven fat cows and the seven lean cows, right? In Genesis 41,
right? Yeah.
So Joseph, Pharaoh had this dream, and Joseph interpreted it, right? So I was reading it, and I want to read it here because apply it to today, right? The same principles, the same feeling of what's happening, because to me, all of this, like literally everything that we are seeing, is to break the will of the people. Mm. And I think that's what these governmental institutions, the globalists, are wanting. They're wanting to break the will of the people.
And so we go into detail about that. You can go to andweknow.com/gold, folks. Just a reminder, as you see all this happening, you're worried about what might be happening to you, your IRAs, if it's in fiat currency and you want to get it over to precious metals. I'm telling you, you can reach out, ask the questions you want to ask, and they will help you out. Absolutely amazing team. They're doing great work for all of us combined. And so if you didn't realize what's going on in another level, we are in June, which of course they're trying to push the Pride Month on many, many people. I saw that the NFL has several football teams. Well, the NFL's not playing football right now, but all of a sudden many folks want to talk about how several teams are not supporting LGBT month and all that stuff. It should be Family Awareness Month, supporting family. Why do we need to celebrate what's going on behind closed doors in the privacy of one's own home? Well, over 1 million United Methodists, they ditched their church overnight following a sex rule change. That's right. Breaking. The Globe quit the church overnight after sex rule change that allows gay pastors and same-sex marriage. United Methodist Church, a worldwide denomination of Protestantism headquartered in the U.S., have had enough. And this is being pushed worldwide on everyone, everywhere you go. Of course, if you see this meme that I'm showing you, they have the Capitol with Black Lives Matter. You've got the rainbow colors all over it. And somebody says, oh my goodness, the Christians are going to take over the government and impose their religion on everyone. Remember that kind of talk? But no, what have they done? They post their religion, their worship of Baal. of immorality. And they've pushed that to the brink of imposing it, their religion, on our government to force us to change the one thing that Christians know belonged to us, the rainbow, which is a symbol from God that was given to Noah after he flooded the earth as a promise. He said, look, there's a rainbow. That's a promise. I will never flood the earth completely again and kill everyone on the earth in that way. Being taught to avoid talking about politics and religion has led to a lack of understanding of politics and religion. What we should have been taught was how to have a civil conversation about a difficult topic. I completely agree, and I've shared this many times. If you don't want to talk about politics and religion, people have many years, right? They say, oh, we don't talk about politics and religion. Those are the two things we don't touch. You know, we're getting a lot of problems, but we'll talk about sports. We'll talk about what movies we went to see. We talk about anything else, but oh, don't bring up politics. That's the two things we should be having civil conversations about. It has a huge effect on all of us. We're fighting a spiritual battle, an information war. If you take politics out of the talk of scripture, out of the church, well, then you've got to take out all the references to the kings and to the politicians that taxed the world to bring Christ where he was born in Bethlehem, right? So Irenaeus, the governor, had to impose a tax. You have to take Felix out. You have to take the kings out that Paul talked to. You have to take the governments out that imposed certain types of things that they did in their context that forced Paul to do his ministry in different ways and different fashions, like speaking about the unknown God. Oh, they had talk about politics and religion. They had open civil conversations and it allowed him to speak. But in this day and age, you bring it up in most places of America, and people freak out. No. Or they say, oh, Christian nationalists, they're bad people. Oh, my goodness, they get into that all the time. Look, folks, we have a duty to be the light in this world. We have to be the salt of the earth. And we take the things that we have done in our lives and learning from Scripture, and we walk out, and we don't walk around throwing Bibles at people. We walk around to be the only Bible that some people will ever read, and that's ourselves. Well, Tucker questions the building. Building 7 in 9/11 collapsed, right? He's questioning that. We're having a civil conversation. He's sitting down. He's like, hey, let's have a talk about this. I want to show this.
But they're right to be very suspicious of 9/11. Absolutely. And we can prove that because there are many thousands of documents still classified. That is proof that there's something amiss, that there's lying, period. It's true of the Kennedy assassination. It's true of everything that remains hidden from us. What could possibly be the pretext for hiding what our government is doing if it is in fact our government? If this is an exercise in self-government, if this is a, whatever you want to call it, constitutional republic, democracy, whatever, if the people rule, what possible justification could you have from hiding something from me? Because it's my government. Well, of course, the answer is because it's not your government. It belongs to the people who run it. The organization exists for its own sake, not for yours. You just pay for it. And that like kind of justifies revolution right there. Now, I'm not rooting for revolution. Don't want one. A lot of people will die. I don't know if it'll work. They rarely improve anything. They leave lasting scars. I'm very anti-revolution. However, as an academic matter, you have the groundwork for one because the system itself is based on a lie. And the lie is that the government serves the people. And that, of course, is not true. It oppresses the people and uses them as cannon fodder and as bank accounts for its own sake. And that's not a system that can continue very long because it's fundamentally rotten.
I want to dive into
I don't
that.
Want to believe any of this, but the evidence has convinced me.
I've heard you talk several times on Building 7, and I never looked into that until right before this interview, just because of time. And so that building got reported being down 26 minutes before it actually fell. And you can't...
Totally normal.
Yeah, right? There's a woman on BBC...
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
There's a woman on TV talking on BBC talking about...
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, talking about how the building is already down, is already collapsed, and it's right behind her.
Well, let me just
26
say,
minutes later, the building collapsed. What do you think... What do you
well,
think
first of all,
is?
How dare you for noticing? It's really your fault for noticing that, I think. And I think you're a bad person for noticing it. Okay, just to be clear. That's the official position of Washington. Shut up. I don't know the answer, of course. I'm not a structural engineer. A lot of people think what happened to Building 7 seems impossible. A lot of structural engineers have written this and think that seems impossible. It seems impossible to me too, but I don't know. All I know is that as in the case that I described with NATO and Trump, if your answer to a sincere question like, how did that happen, is shut up, it's to attack me for asking the question, then I know you're rotten. Mm-hmm. I know you're serving evil. I mean, that's the hallmark of it. You're attacking me for asking an obvious question? Really? Because I'm not a slave. I don't work for you. I'm a free man in a supposedly free country. Therefore, I have an inalienable right, which is to say given by God right, to ask obvious questions or even non-obvious questions, any question I want. You can't attack me for that. You certainly can't punish me for it, but they will. So that just tells you that they're bad, period. Now, how bad? I don't know the answer to that. In what ways are exactly are they bad? I don't know, but they've already showed me they are bad. So, and those, by the way, are like people I know personally and live near and whose bidding I did unwittingly for years. So like I have a kind of bitterness and intensity about my feelings on these subjects that are just real. As I'm sure you do, because you fought their wars. Yeah. You know what I mean? I didn't fight their wars. I just watched.
It's enraging.
Yeah.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago, I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. It seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks. We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash. And we know that behind that, there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city, but completely disappeared now. And New York is still unable to take on board what has happened to them today.
How about that? Interesting that this topic starts coming up once again. Cue the Stormwriter official page, just like I've been saying, telling you all, dear patriots, it's all coming. It's going to connect to Bush, the Clintons, Obama, Cheney, CIA, three-letter agencies, and Storm on corrupt U.S. deep state generals. I told you several times the 9/11 declassification was going to happen. This is a massive storm that is going to connect ex-presidents. And before I continue to read on, I want to show you this. Melania was actually wearing a military green posted "Retribution is coming." And she posted it at 9/11 on May 31st, 2024. She's wearing a military green outfit as a military. Retribution is coming. The FLOTUS report actually posted that at Melania Trump. So let's move on. So, Cheney, J.P. Morgan, Phil Corruption and crimes against humanity, the killing of millions of Iraq civilians in a false invasion connected to Halliburton. Remember Halliburton and Cheney? Second largest oil fracking operations in the world connected to the Bushes and CIA ops. Trump getting arrested. Indictment and facing imprisonment is vital to military operations. Now Congress and Trump's coming new Department of Justice. After he fires over 10,000 people throughout the government system, President Trump will fire him, just like he said he would. After the arrest wars, we'll have the power to go after ex-presidents and arrest them. The 2020 stolen election is only getting ready to explode. The military coup ops. Collision course. Many times we're going to see the collision of all the information of Epstein, the CIA, JFK, 9/11, military coups, world money laundering operations, the pedophile rings from the world elites, the planned wars by the folks that control this earth, the Pentagon officials, blackmail operations. It's all coming. So, so it's kind of interesting because remember we showed you in the beginning Fox having that interview talking about some amazing things with President Trump. But one of those things that really popped up out of nowhere that matched what Kash Patel actually was telling us was declass.
So if you were president, would you declassify? You can answer yes or no to this. Yeah. Would you declassify the 9/11 files?
Yeah.
Would you declassify JFK files?
Yeah.
Would you,
I did a lot of it.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
The other thing that I put in the book that I recommended the boss to do hits on this. We need a 24/7 declassification office.
Yes.
Rolling papers out 24/7. And not just like JFK and not just 9/11. You're talking to the guy that's read the whole 9/11 report and those 7 pages that people talk about. But I believe as like the guy who is an intel guy who believes wholeheartedly in the classified system of information, I believe that it has been over abused by these corrupt officials in government to hide the truth and the and enact more corrupt activities. So what I told the boss is like, I don't care what you call it, truth and reconciliation, whatever, come up with a better name. But every agency and department literally submits all of their documentation. And I believe you could get half out, half. I still think the other half needs to remain classified. I'll always argue that it does serve a purpose. But the like you're seeing in these documents in the Jack Smith case, they're just redacting stuff that they lied about, that they broke the law.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's used to protect themselves.
And it's a public document in federal court, which is a document for the people of the United States. And we can have you run that office. You can.
How about that, huh? D-class. The D-class that keeps coming up over and over again. Kind of reminds me of this from Lisa May reminding us. She's looking forward to the perp walks of the 51 Intel officials who signed the letter claiming the laptop was Russian disinformation when President Trump is back in the White House where he belongs. Miranda Devine, courtroom report, it's official. Hunter Biden's laptop from hell is Government Exhibit 16 at the first son's gun trial in Delaware. The silver MacBook Pro covered in a plastic wrapper was first publicly cited today at 2:10 p.m. when it was carried across the court by prosecutor Derek Hines to his first witness, FBI Special Agent Erica Jensen, who confirmed it was Hunter's laptop from the serial number on the back. She said the laptop was obtained by the FBI with a subpoena from the Mac shop in Wilmington, Delaware, where it had been abandoned by Hunter. She said the investigations corroborated content on the laptop with the Hunter Cloud that they obtained from Apple with a subpoena. Hines then proceeded to go through the WhatsApp and text messages and images and documents from the laptop and iCloud from Jensen to make his case that Hunter was using drugs before, during, and after the period that he bought and possessed the handgun after allegedly signing a background check for him on October 12, 2018, saying he was not a drug user. How about that? Hunter's disembodied voice filled the courtroom periodically as prosecutors played audiobook extracts from his memoir, and he remained impassive behind a pair of salmon pink reading glasses. Haley Biden will be a witness by the end of this week or next week after Hunter's ex-wife Kathleen Bull and ex-lover Zoe Keston. 3 years and 8 months since New York Post broke the story. Laptop from hell. I think it's part of the D-class. Fletch 17, Jill Biden at FLOTUS walked out on Hunter's trial because they were showing pics from the infamous laptop. Remember, Jill Biden's the one that said decency is on the ballot. Oh, we are just going through one day at a time, and we're waiting for this moment for all of these folks to be taken out. In the meantime, President Trump is getting hit constantly through this operation that's being played out. And he posted this for all of us to read, I believe, with a picture of him looking sternly outside of a window, I believe, one of his vehicles, probably when he was president. And he says, it says this, "Strengthen him, Lord. Send legions of angels to protect him, Father. Guard and guide his heart and mind, ease his cares, and give him good rest. Give him your peace and wisdom. Cause his enemies to stumble and fall into confusion and panic. Give him energy and clarity. In Jesus' name, amen.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad."
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. for helping us through these terrible times that many have gone through with Fauci, that many have gone through in losing family members and friends, not only physically, but in friendships and more. We have learned so much, Father, and we know that you are guiding and directing all of our lives, and we know that each day we have to depend on you, for without you we can do absolutely nothing. Please protect the President, President Trump, and his family. Please protect those that are in the front lines in this battle. Protect our families from the enemy who wants to destroy us all. We ask all this in the name of Yeshua, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Please hit the follow button and share button if you would. We thank you so much for your kindness, for your prayers, for your messages of support. They are just absolutely amazing and keep us moving forward. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.